Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet of More Celebrity Facts with me, Nisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about the Korean artist G-Dragon. So, G-Dragon was born on August 18th, 1988 in Seoul, South Korea. G-Dragon began his career at the age of 6 as part of a group called Little Blue Raz. Following the release of the group's Christmas album, the group's contract was terminated by their record company, which shocked G-Dragon. Although he vowed to his mother that he would not try to become a singer again, and he was scouted by SM Entertainment on a ski trip with his family. During third grade, a friend introduced G-Dragon to the American rap group Wu Ta-Klang. Having been influenced by their music, he developed interest in rapping and began taking classes. He wrote his own lyrics and admitted that his English was weak, and the story behind the lyrics was just another typical "I'm young but the best" story. Additionally, he and future fellow Big Bang member Choi Sung-hyung were neighbourhood friends from middle school and would often dance and rap together before G-Dragon moved away. He chose the stage name G-Dragon. G is pronounced G like G, and Yong is Korean for dragon. After YG Entertainment scrapped the plan, opted for a boy band instead, G-Dragon contact Choi was who auditioned in. G-Dragon, Taeyang and Choi, who chose the stage name Top, were paired with three other members: Jang, Hyung-seung, Dis-young, and Sung-lee. The formation of the group was documented on television, but prior to their official debut, Jang was dropped. The now Quentin's debut was a moderate success, with their first album selling over 100,000 copies, and included G-Dragon's first solo recording, a cover of the American alternative rock group Maroon 5's single This Love. In 2009, G-Dragon was featured on the singer Lexi's song Superfly for her album Rush alongside Taeyang and Top. He later collaborated with the Japanese boy Wenz for the single Rain Is Fallen Hybrid Dream. Shortly after Heartbreak's release, G-Dragon was accused of plagiarism by Sony Music when his tracks Heartbreaker and Butterfly were alleged to be similar to Flo Rida's Right Round and Oasis' She Is Electric, respectively. In November 2010, G-Dragon and Top released their collaboration album GD and Top. Preceding the release of the album, the duo held a worldwide premiere showcase for their album in at Times Square, Yongdaegu, Seoul, which was also broadcasted live on YouTube. While working on a new solo materials, G-Dragon made an appearance in the Japanese version of Pixie Lott's album Young, Foolish, Happy, alongside with Top. He first extended a play One of a Kind was released on September 15, 2012. Drawing positive reviews, placing first on the Billboard World Album chart and entering the Billboard 200 chart at 161. G-Dragon began his two-year mandatory military service on February 27, 2018. After a four-year hiatus, G-Dragon made a comeback as a part of Big Bang with the song Still Alive on April 4, 2022. On January 1st, 2023, G-Dragon announced that he would be preparing for a comeback album in June that year. YG committed that G-Dragon's contract had expired, though would be collaborating with him for activities such as advertising while discussing his renewal further. Haldred and G-Dragon's influential solo entertainment show, the rapper collaborated with Kim Tae-ho, who the reunion producer of Infinite Challenge, to create the music variety program Good Day, and it premiered on February 16, 2025 on NBC and Disney Plus. So now you know about G-Dragon. He's one of the most amazing rappers and singers I've ever came across. I came across him through Big Bang. Like, when I first saw Top in playing Thanos in Squid Game, I just researched him, and then Big Bang came up, and then obviously that's when I started looking at all of the band members' history, and G-Dragon's was amazing, and he's just amazing. All of his songs are amazing, and I hope one day he might do a tour and he might come to the UK, which would be pretty cool, and I'll be glad to see him live. So next time I am talking about James Corden, so stay tuned, everyone. Take care,